Mandy.
Hello, Katie.
We should play Guess Where Katie Is just by the rumbling sound of the air conditioning and the cheap headboard.
The internet quality is much improved. I will
Much
say that.
improved.
No delay, no
Not in the
delay.
middle of the woods. So I'm down here on I've been on St. Simon's this week for a female, I mean, don't get too excited, female clergy group retreat. But I'm
Whoop,
Epworth by the Sea tonight because my friend Mandy, who today's her birthday, we're going to celebrate her birthday tonight since I just happened to be down here. She has a fella who has taken over my bedroom, damn it, at her apartment. So I'm staying at Epworth, which is fine. I get a pastoral discount. Don't be jealous. And the Wi-Fi password is indeed a Bible verse.
well, there you go.
So that's why I have good Wi-Fi, because it's the Lord's Wi-Fi.
Listen, may he bless us each and every one.
Amen. Amen. Well, Mandy, tell me about your week.
Oh, it's hot. I went and got my allergy tests on Tuesday, which was very exciting. It was one of those things where anybody who's like had some sort of chronic illness that it's taken a minute to get diagnosed, the feeling of as the girl came in after the timer went off for the 20 minutes, they did it on my back. I was mad. I
Oh,
wanted to obsessively
I was
watch
gonna
my
ask
arms.
you.
And they did it on my back. And so I couldn't see. So I kept trying to like hold my phone and take a picture and see if I was like swelling up, but I couldn't do it. So when the girl came back in, I immediately am like, am I allergic to anything? And she says, guinea pigs.
Easy to avoid.
Well, I don't think that's what's been causing my problems.
No, that's the other problem, right?
So then my allergist came in, and when she first came in, she goes, well, you're allergic to all the things. And then she sat down and she said, can I give you my cell phone number? I was like, well, yeah. She goes, and can I invite myself to your next book club meeting? So my friend Gigi is the one who had told me about her. And so Gigi's children have been seeing her forever. And so she and Gigi always talk about books. So when I was there last month, and I said, my friend Gigi sent me blah, 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 blah. So we started talking then too. And so what she told me when I was there on Tuesday, she's like, I was thinking about it this morning. I saw that you were coming in and I was thinking about it. And I just really need some intellectually stimulating conversation. And I said, well, I'm not sure if Gigi and I have oversold ourselves. I'm not sure we can actually check that box. But
However, comma.
I would imagine if we would be a little bit more intellectually stimulating than your average bear in the panhandle.
There we
But bless her heart, she lives like I think she li I drive over an hour to get to her office. Like if you're familiar, it's past
go.
Panama
Wow.
City Beach, through Panama City, like over the bridge, like into St. Andrews. Like it's a hall, and I think she lives on the other side of her office based on what she was telling me. She's like, but I don't care, I will drive to Santa Rosa to just have some conversation. I was like, of course.
Love it.
So anyway, but then she sat down and they only talked about all my test stuff. But yeah, so I'm allergic based on what's blooming. I never have a season off, like most
Ugh.
people, fall is the worst or spring is the worst, but based on our climate, number one,
Yeah.
and what I'm allergic to and when it blooms, like I never have a season off. She said, so you're probably
Stunning.
gonna, she said, we're probably gonna do four shots a week. If I
Wait.
just go once, I don't have to go four times, but when I go, I get four
You get four
shots.
shots. Wow.
And she said, but yeah, like, yeah, I'm allergic to every hardwood tree. every hardwood tree that was on there. I don't think they test for every hardwood tree in the world, but every one they test for, I was allergic to.
Is this new or have
No.
you? Oh, okay. So, but you've
Yeah,
never
no.
been tested for allergies before?
Oh yeah, I was the first time I was tested, I was 6 months old.
I figured. Okay.
I thought I had cystic fibrosis, and so instead they test, because usually children, that's my body is a wonderland and always has been. Typically, children do not come out of the womb with environmental allergies, because I deposed an allergist one time, and
Huh.
even if you're allergic to something, you have to be exposed to it enough for the scale to get tipped
Right.
and you to have symptoms. So infants don't typically come out of the womb with environmental allergies. Your homegirl did.
Look, overachiever. That's what I'm gonna say. Overachiever.
So yeah, I got allergy shots for like my first 5 years of life. It's old hat, I'm used to it,
Yeah.
whatever. And then we moved to Missouri for a year, and then we lived in Birmingham for 3 years, and I had, typical respiratory stuff during that time, but it wasn't allergies. And then when we moved back to Moultrie, I think it was probably, I was in like eighth, ninth grade, and it turned into asthma more at that point. Like I was back seeing an allergist,
Yeah.
but it was more asthma. So I didn't get shots. But then when I was in high school, I started getting shots again. So, and then I went to the allergist when I was in law school, breaking out in all the hives. But at that point, I didn't test positive for all this stuff. They could never say what the hives were caused by. So
Well,
that's, I was
hardwoods make
worried.
sense. Like if it's environmental, I mean that would totally be anywhere in South Georgia.
Right. And you shift. Like she was saying, a lot of people don't even develop any allergies at all until their 30s or 40s. And so what you're, because like I was looking at my test earlier today, and I used to be really terribly allergic to pecan trees, and I'm not allergic to pecan trees now.
Well, that's good because they're everywhere.
Well, I mean, my grandparents lived in the middle of a pecan orchard. But so what you're allergic to can shift, and you can definitely, like, theoretically, what they've found is if you do the shots for 5 years, then at that point things are much better, like until they shift again and you got a whole new set of stuff to deal with. So the way mine has tracked has definitely been like that. But no, this is not my first rodeo. No one is surprised. When I told my mom, I said, "Mom, I'm allergic to every hardwood tree they test for." She goes, "Yeah."
Thanks, Mom.
She's like, "You're not
Well,
telling me. I haven't known for 50 years.
yeah.
Thank you." Like, it's just a matter of when you're gonna react to it and
Yeah.
not.
My brother got all of the allergies. He was allergic to all that stuff, everything when we were little. And he outgrew a lot of it, but I think some of it's come back around. And one of his daughters is allergic to everything too. Hers more food, but it's just, mom was allergic to everything. I avoided that. I got a lot of other joys in life to deal with, but I avoided that part.
Well, that's Betsy. Well, Betsy, the head of the rescue, was like, "You allergic to dogs?" That's like, "Nope, I'm allergic to guinea pigs. I'm allergic to cats, but I'm not allergic to
I
dogs."
love the
She's like,
guinea
"Oh,
pigs.
thank God." But then she was asking me, she's like, "Does your sister have a bunch of allergies?" I said, "No, my sister didn't get any of this stuff. My sister's
Right.
healthy as a damn horse." So
Yeah.
anyway, so that's been my big excitement. I'm allergic to grass. I'm allergic to the mold that grows on the grass.
Ooh.
I'm allergic to all the hardwood trees. I'm allergic to dust mites. And y'all, this condo, and Susie, I think I've talked about this. Susie swears it's because it's across the street from the beach. It's the dustiest place I've ever lived. I can't
Maybe.
explain to y'all the dust that accumulates in this house immediately. So I'm just going to have to ante up and pay a cleaning lady to come, I guess twice a month. But I'm supposed to wash my sheets once a week. Do we know how much I hate doing laundry?
I do because it's not in your apartment.
Right. I have to go upstairs and deal with other people's stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just, but the good news is, yes, I am allergic to something, and yes, we can treat it. The other thing is I'm going to have to drive. I'm not, the good news is I don't have to drive to Panama City once a week to get my shots. I can drive to Destin.
Oh, okay.
Which will also, I mean, I should also budget an hour
Yeah.
to get every
Especially
time I.
this time of year.
So there's going to be lots of joy and,
I have a
calm
feeling.
reactions on my part.
Yeah. In the next few weeks, we're going to have some things that I hate texts from you or messages
Well,
on
not,
topics.
it's going to take a month for them to get my serum in that, so that I can actually start the shots. So my first shot isn't even until August 18th.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, and the other good news is that, had already met my deductible. Because she said, had I not met my deductible, that visit would have been about $1,000.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Right?
Ooh, that hurts my spirit for you.
I know. I'd start a GoFundMe for next year.
I know, right? We really should sell t-shirts that said say slow roasted tomatoes and tighter and faster to raise funds for your allergy shots.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, so that's what, other than that, I haven't, remember I was off antihistamines and
Yes.
completely and totally miserable, as we might remember from last week. So I didn't really want to like get outside. And then all the stories of the flesh eating bacteria in
Are
our
those
water.
back?
Yep, those are back. Had our first reported case in Walton County. So, given the fact that I have open wounds on both sides from those biopsies, and I'm probably allergic to, the people around me. I mean,
Everything.
obviously, I'm allergic to that, and everything that I encounter on the way over. And I couldn't take any antihistamines. I was like, no, I'll just be right here in this air condition,
Yeah.
which I'm also probably allergic to, but, at least it's cold. It's what we're doing. It's where we are, Katie. So,
I don't blame you.
but you have had a much more exciting time than I, so please do
I mean,
update.
it's hot as the hinges on hell.
It's a wet sock.
It's a wet damn sock. So I have been at St. Simon's for a few days. It's been a great vacation. It's been a great getaway with some great people. But the most enjoyable thing we did was go over to Jekyll, or as the old ladies say it, Jekyll. And
Now, what time of the day? What time of the day was this
the
that you went
hottest time of the day,
over?
the hottest time of the
I'm
day.
not sure I understand these friends of yours, but keep going.
I don't either. But so we went over there. I had not been to Driftwood Beach in years, and I remembered it being amazing, but y'all, I had forgotten just how beautiful and amazing it is, and how gorgeous.
I'm just going to have to pause you again just for a minute because I need to be sure I'm crystal clear what is happening. Because I went to Driftwood Beach about, well, it was COVID. It was like the last thing we did before COVID. And it was in, late January, early February. And as I recall, I feel like I had a long sleeve situation on, but you had to walk to get out to where we were going. And therefore, in January, I removed my long sleeve. And what you're saying to me is that in a July, during the hottest part of the day, you voluntarily ventured out to look at a place with zero shade?
Very true.
Okay, just want to be sure I
Very
understand
true.
what's
I didn't
happening.
want to be a spoil sport the whole time. They went to the beach a lot more than I did. So we
But
went
when I'm
over
going to the
there.
beach, like there's a reward at the end of that of getting in the water, which hopefully doesn't have flesh eating bacteria in it.
Well, we did.
Driftwood, did y'all get in the beach and
We
get in the water?
went down like up to our ankles. We got in the water.
I'm
There was a
about to say
baby
ugly
shark.
words. I'm about to say ugly words.
There were baby sharks swimming at the shore. When I got, so we were, I was trying to get the, because there's, Driftwood is gorgeous. Please don't get me
A
wrong.
thousand
If you
percent.
come down
Go
here, you should
in
go
January.
in January. Amen and amen. October even would be great. But there are two kinds of sand on Driftwood Beach. There's the regular sand and there's the mud. And the mud is like concrete. And so I tried to avoid it as much as possible. I mean, we saw great stuff. We saw a baby shark. We saw a horseshoe crab. It was really cool. But to clean my feet off, I was going to go put my foot in a puddle. And it was hot water.
What?
It was as hot as when I go get my pedicures. The water was that hot
Yeah, of
just from the
course it
sun.
was.
It was
Of course it was.
freaking hot. But I was being a good sport. So, and it was very pretty. So we went down there at low tide because we wanted to see at low tide when all the trees, when we could kind of walk around and get in the water. So we did get in the water a little bit. Then we went, and then we did the oh, we found a picnic table. A friend of mine wants to bring her family back. She's got a camper, so we explored the we drove around the campground and then found some shaded picnic tables and had lunch. And then we
Outdoors.
yeah, well, look, I'm telling you, I was just trying to be. Anyway, so then we went and we did the tour homes, because not everybody in our group had done it. And if you've never been to Jekyll and done the tour, it was great. The little dude was so funny. You know, I love an old man, so he was funny and cute, and we just loved him. They've changed it though. You don't get to go in that many houses. So you used to buy a ticket and you went in like three of the houses. But now, depending on what time of day you go in, is what time, what house is open. So we only went in one house, which was fine, because I'd
Was
already
it
been
air
in them.
conditioned?
Yes, it was air conditioned. Praise be. And then also, as part of your ticket, you could go into the chapel
I'm worried about this old man giving tours in these heat. But
in the
anyway.
heat. I know. Well, his little, so the trolley, his trolley was pulled by a Jeep, a red Jeep. And so he had a fan and air conditioning from the car pointing on him. But we were just hoping for a breeze in the back. But the chapel was beautiful. It's got a Tiffany window in it. So I put some pictures in our little folder, Mandy. So if you want to put some this week, but it's so pretty. It was air conditioning. Thank God. I felt
Walk
renewed
in,
by
sing
the
the Hallelujah
spirit.
chorus.
I mean, but we ate good food. The next day it was supposed to rain the whole time. So I didn't go to the beach. They went for a little while, but I was like, y'all, I'm just going to stay in and read. This is not my time to go to the beach. It's just not. So anyway, they had a ball. So that was great. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing. If you come down here in January, in October, even November, go to Driftwood Beach and go do the tour of homes if you love architecture and old stuff, because it's a neat place.
Cosign all of that in a different month.
Just not July.
It's like those people that I see exercising. First of all, they're
Why?
exercising,
Yeah.
which I try to get over that because I realize that's my own hang up that exercise is good. But if you are walking along 30A
Yeah.
in July at 1 o'clock in the afternoon,
No.
I'm sorry. I'm going to assume that you've had a stroke. Or if you haven't, you're about to, a heat stroke. There are other times of day to do that.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
Oh, wow.
It was hot. I sweated a lot.
Girl, listen.
Right. The only other thing, of course, you know, honey's living her best life at my friend's farm. Her daughter's keeping her. And so I keep getting these messages and pictures of honey living her best life, being a farm dog, running around. So if y'all remember, you know, she jumped over the rail.
Yes, we remember, Katie.
Yeah,
We
kamikaze
remember.
jump. Well, Jennifer was keeping her one day while her daughter had to go into the office to work. And so she put her in a horse stall with a door, half door.
Right over it.
Did not want to be away from her people. And she ran around. She's having a great time. I'm never going to get her to go home.
She'll be ready to go home and take a nap.
She will. She will. And she's been on Prozac for a little while. So hopefully that'll start kicking in the next week or so, where she's not like having to constantly be with a human. They even left her the other day when Jennifer had to go run some errands with her husband, which is great. He's very nice. He loves dogs, but it's like, I feel bad that she can't, they can't leave her. They have to have
Yeah.
somebody to watch her. So hopefully that will start kicking in. So
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her tomorrow. I miss her. She's living her best life out at the farm.
Having a big time. Well,
Yeah, big, big time.
I got my care package from Pitts, Georgia.
I know. What'd you think about it?
So excited. I got two kinds of oil
Yes.
and two kinds of salt. And I'm thrilled. I can't wait to try it all.
Yeah, so I think I've talked a little bit about on here, and when the PBS special comes out, I will definitely link that for y'all. But that sunflower oil is so much fun, and I use the one with the herbs in it to marinate stuff too, not just dip bread in, but it's good no matter what. So I hope you enjoy it, and I can't
I
wait to
will. You
hear
know
how
I
much.
will.
I can't wait to tell Valerie you got it.
I bought some little tomatoes I was going to make. Can't remember where I saw it now, but I saw somebody who had made a like roasted tomato focaccia.
Ooh.
So I bought little
Ooh.
tomatoes to make it, but I never did it this weekend. It was too hot. I didn't want to turn
Too
the
hot.
oven on.
I know. It's too hot. Too hot. And I posted, I need to go back and look and get the page numbers and stuff for her, but our friend Caro Chambers, who for a while that's all we were cooking out of, my friend Margaret at Bear's Books in Macon posted that they've got a bunch in, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's my favorite cookbook. She said, what do you cook out of it? And I was like, well, I don't know. I can't. I'm not with it. So as soon as
Right.
I get back, I'll post what we love to cook. But
She just had her fourth baby, another boy.
I saw that. So sweet. He's so little.
They come out little.
They come out little bitty.
They come out little bitty.
So anyway, but that's all I got going on. Just driving back tomorrow. So
Good.
yeah.
That's exciting. Exciting.
Tell us about this. I mean, don't be shocked, people. Don't be shocked. Mandy found us a Smitten Kitchen recipe.
I feel like I may have shared this before, but it's worth remembering. I know I'm almost positive I have shared a different galette,
Yes, because I've made that one.
that savory one. So
Yes.
this is a sweet one, and I got another box of Pearson Farm peaches last week. So I made a peach galette.
Love it.
And it's the same concept as the savory one, except you put a little sugar in the dough. And then you just roll it out, fill the middle with peaches and fold everything over it and cook it. And it's not terribly sweet, such that you can eat it for breakfast if you want to, or if you would rather have it as a dessert, you could just heat it up and put a little ice cream on it.
Stop.
That's perfect.
So
So
good.
it's a little more labor intensive than a typical cobbler recipe, but it's not quite as sweet as a cobbler. So that's what I didn't make the focaccia, but I did make the
Yeah.
galette.
Yeah. Well, it's so good. I made the dough before, definitely, because it actually popped up on my timeline. And I thought, oh, that'd be good to make, because I love my fresh vegetables, but I like to do them in different ways, and that might be something good to make one week this summer.
That
So
thing is so good.
good, so easy, and so good. I love it.
I will say, I don't know if I mentioned last week, but Kelly had given me some tomatoes that her dad had grown in his garden. Really, really hit the spot. But they're gone now. They are finished.
If you get any more and you make a tomato sandwich, that not the campfire, but the French salt on a tomato sandwich is life-giving.
Okay.
So
Well,
good.
maybe I don't know. I can't. Makes me so mad.
I
You know,
know.
there's a farm stand in Nashville that always has really good heirloom tomatoes. So when I go to Nashville, we'll have to
There
do
we go.
that.
There we go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. I was trying to think if I had any baseball stories. I really don't. The Braves are just terrible.
They're
The
kind of
Kings have
done,
been.
right? For I mean, like they're still
I
playing,
mean,
but
not officially, but yeah.
yeah.
They keep having guys pitch, and we're like, who is this pitching? I've never heard of. Which is always a great sign.
Well, I'm glad you did get to see Austin Cox pitch
Yes, it
not too
did.
long ago, so that's good.
Yeah. But yes, the big news, so Jesse Chavez, who has been with the Braves. I can't remember. I don't think he was drafted by the Braves, but he played for them when he was really young. And then he's played for, I don't even know, like 12 different teams. But he inevitably ends up back with the Braves every year. And he sucks it up when he's with every other team. And then when he gets to the Braves, he's like killer. Like there was a campaign for him to make the All-Star team last year. He
Wow.
was pitching so well. So the same thing happened again this year. He started, I want to say maybe he started with the Angels. That might have been last year. He's with Ron Washington at some point, and got DFA'd and then came to the Braves. But this year he just hadn't had that same magic
Yeah.
when he came back. And so he today has officially announced that he's retiring. So it's the end of an era. No
End of
more
an
Uncle
era.
Jesse. No more Uncle Jesse. But the best, I think my favorite baseball story of the week was a Cubs story. PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, who we have talked about, his
Yes.
mom was the mom in Little Big League. I just heard somebody else talking about it. So that's the movie. I can never remember the movie, but it's
Yeah.
Little Big League.
Which is
His
so
mom is the
cute.
mom in that movie. He made the All-Star team and he was mic'd up at the All-Star game. And they were like, what, you got so many kids
I saw the, yeah.
who want to be like PCA, what's your advice? And he's like, my advice is to be yourself. Like, just perfect. Like, he's really a good kid. But so this week, somebody saw, probably somebody that works for the Cubs or Marquee Sports Network, walking to the game, saw that these kids had a lemonade stand. And the purpose of the lemonade stand was to raise money so that one of them could get the haircut he wanted. And the haircut he wanted was the one that PCA had in spring training, which was shaved, bleach blonde, and then had stars cut into it that were dyed blue. And his mom said, if you can raise the money, you can get it. I'm not paying for you to get that haircut, but if you
Yeah.
can raise the money, then you can get it. So he had set up a lemonade stand with his buddies. And PCA found out about it. And he and Justin Turner, who in our text thread is called Chip Stain, because he used to play for the Braves and he always puts a rosin mark right
Yeah.
through his name on his jersey and it looks like shit. So
Yeah.
anyway, we call him Chip Stain.
Dark brown shit stain.
He was recording and he walks up and he's recording. They don't recognize him. And he's talking to him and he's like, so you're raising money, blah, blah, blah. And you think PC is great, the best center fiddle in baseball? Yeah. And PCA comes around the corner. And I will say, I was listening to Katie Nolan talk about it today and she was
Yeah.
like, I'm gonna need them to be more excited.
Right.
Like, we would have been jumping up and down. These kids are just like dapping him up, like, hey.
I love
Anyway,
it.
PCA gave them, like, bought out the lemonade stand so the kid could get his haircut. And then I think yesterday the picture started circulating that the kid got his
So
hair done.
cute.
So just love PCA.
I love it.
So
There are
that's the
good
only
men in this
baseball.
world.
That's right. That's right. Anyway, well, Katie, talk to us about some of your favorites this week.
So, of course, the first one is time with friends who get your job. I mean, it doesn't matter what your job is. I mean, being a female pastor is kind of unique, especially in South Georgia, but like even Mandy, for you being an attorney, a female attorney in Florida, it's good to have people that really understand not just you, but what you have to do every day and what stresses it brings and the uniqueness of who you are and your
Yeah,
job. So
agree.
it's been great to have this group of women, and I just love them so much. And I'm so thankful for them, even if they made me come to the beach in the damn hottest month of the year. While we've been down here, we went to a place that I don't normally go, but I really enjoyed Crab Daddy's. It's right outside the King and Prince, if you're familiar at all with the island. But we had a lot that was really good, but the grit fritters and the bread pudding especially, was divine. And the table bread is a nice soft bread with cinnamon butter. So we had two baskets of that too. And then they use it
Okay.
to make their yummy caramel sauce covered bread pudding. So it was delicious. On the
Nice.
day where it was supposed to rain, but really didn't, so I'm glad we planned for it to rain because we were inside. We went and saw the new Jurassic World, which I never go to the movie show because it's just, I'll just wait for it to come out on a platform I already pay for.
Right.
Unless it's something like this was a good one to see on the big screen. I enjoyed it very much. Jurassic World Rebirth was so good. Jonathan Bailey is precious. And the fact that he played the clarinet on the soundtrack for his character, when his character first sees a dinosaur in person, that's him playing the clarinet.
Well, that's fun.
It's the cute, he is so cute. Scarlett Johansson is so good. The kids in the movie are really good. It was just, I don't, the first Jurassic Park was amazing. After that, they've
People
been
talk about
weird.
that. People talk about it all the time about like what a good movie is. I don't know that I've ever seen it. I was recently thinking I should probably watch that as
You
much as people talk about what a good.
should. Yeah, it's got Jeff Goldblum in it, who I love. But it was just so good. So every movie after that is like they go back to visit the island, and there are all these running, dinosaurs running wild, and they have to fight for their life. Whatever. The one with Chris Pratt was okay, but this one was really good. So I recommend, if you liked the first one, I think you'll like this one. So you don't have to go see it in the theater. It would be just fine at home.
But it is fun to go to the movies, especially in the summer when it's
Yes.
so hot.
So hot. I know you're not going to be shocked, but there's not a movie house in Vienna. So I'll have to travel to do it. But I was sitting there thinking, it would be nice every once in a while to go to the movies.
Yeah.
So,
Susie and I used to go a lot before COVID.
yeah, I don't mind going by myself. I used to go all the time. But now that there's so many streaming things,
Yeah.
yeah. So there you go. The other thing I did today is I hadn't really bought myself, because anyway, I hadn't really bought myself a graduation or commissioning gift. I've done a few things for myself here and there since then. But after losing all this weight, I thought, you know what? I'm going to go to my favorite dress shop and I'm going to buy myself a dress.
Good.
Well, I got two.
Even better.
And they're really cute, and they're a size down from where I even thought I was going to be.
Excellent.
So there are no more X's in front of my sizes, which
Awesome.
is has
Awesome.
not happened in a very long time. So I almost cried the of tears of joy
Of
in the
course.
dressing room.
Yes.
But it was great. And two friends, the ladies at Two Friends, were so encouraging of the whole thing. I was like, I don't know what size I am anymore. I don't know. I don't know if these are gonna fit me, because I still have that mentality of nothing's gonna fit me. And so
Right.
when it does, I'm just shocked.
Good. That's
So
awesome, baby.
yeah, so Two Friends was great. And then Viola's is also in Redfern Village. And I get a lot of gifts for people, like the people that are keeping honey. I mean, I'm paying the girl that's doing most of the work. But like, I just got them, a little something to say thank you. They've got really cute, they've got a lot of food stuff and cookbooks, but they've also got a lot of like irreverent koozies and just fun stuff. So I got my friend Jennifer one that says, "I survived the teenage years," because she's now an empty nester. So, and then I got her daughter a book. It's done on the card, but the title's like 101 Things to Say to Piss Off a Man. Because we need strong women that are not afraid to piss off a man. So it was really funny. So I got her a couple things, and that was one of them. So I highly recommend Viola's for some gifts for people if you're down here.
Good.
So
That's
that's it.
fun.
Yeah. Indeed. So what are you doing this week besides staying inside and avoiding hardwood trees?
Listen, as if I needed another excuse, I now have one to never go outside.
Never leave. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not, I got no plans. Got no plans. I did watch the first part of the Billy Joel documentary last night. And the second part comes out this weekend. I will say it's very good. You should definitely watch it.
Okay.
It's longer than you anticipate. Like it's not an hour. It's longer than that. So just
Oh.
prepare yourself. It's like
Okay.
watching a movie.
Okay.
That was the only thing. Like I was getting tired by the end last night. So I'm gonna watch that. I might watch some baseball. I don't know. Watch some
So,
Cubs baseball. I'm still watching the
yeah.
Braves. It's just not always a lot of fun. But I'm still watching.
I sat today at Knight's Landing at the bar and had lunch, and the on the TV was the softball regionals of Little League World Series, which,
Oh, okay.
so maybe the little leaguers will redeem your
Maybe
baseball
so.
season for you.
Yeah.
So that's definitely coming up.
I will say, so the trade deadline is a week from today. So hopefully some big trades will happen and that'll be fun to watch.
Yeah.
I did not even realize, there's a big story yesterday. Like typically when guys are scratched from a AAA game and like they're pulled out of a AAA game,
Yeah.
it's because they're getting called up.
Right.
But yesterday, Jerry Kelenic and our catcher in Gwinnett got scratched from the game. Well, the
Oh.
catcher is a Vandy boy who I didn't even realize we had, Jason DeLay. But anyway, they were not getting scratched to be called up. So everybody's like, oh, maybe they're in a
Ooh.
trade.
Okay. So that's
So
something to
that'll be fun.
watch.
Yeah, so that'll be fun to watch sort of the trade deadline, see what big moves happen
Yeah.
in the next week. That'll keep me entertained. And the Cubs are good. They've been scuffling a little bit, and the Brewers,
Yeah.
who are in their same division, have been on fire. And so the Brewers have taken over the lead of the Central for the first time all year this week, even though at
Okay.
one point this week the Cubs had the winningest record in baseball. Like they're just so close, they're back and
Yeah.
forth. So who knew? Who knew the National League Central would be the exciting
Look at
division to
that.
watch?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's sort of it. The Dodgers are scuffling, even though they have also been back and forth with the winningest record in baseball, and then the Detroit Tigers over in the American League. Baseball makes no sense. That's all I'm going to say. No
No
sense.
sense at all. I heard some good news the other day. I don't know if you saw this, Mandy. I'm so excited. It's not coming out for a very long time, but I'm very excited about this. The Fanning sisters are gonna star together in their first movie produced by Hello Sunshine, which they've sold it now, but it used to be Reese Witherspoon's production company of one of my favorite books of all time, The Nightingale.
Yep, I did see that.
I
I need to reread
am
it. No, I've forgotten it.
so excited. Yeah, you
And
need to
I
reread
actually
it
own
before the
one.
movie comes out.
I own it. It's on my bookshelf, which, by the
Okay.
way, I'm supposed to get rid of all my books too because of my dust allergy.
Read that one before you get rid of it. Reread it before the movie comes out.
I'm not getting rid of all my books.
Don't do it.
Listen.
Don't do it. So I was really excited about that. First of all, I love them both so much, and I love that this is their first time starring in a movie together, and they've chosen my favorite book. So I love that.
Very exciting.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I
Well, what
also
about you? What are
saw,
you doing the rest of this week, Katie?
well, the rest of this week I'm driving home. I'm getting Honey, and then Saturday we have our community's back to school bash. So my church is doing Kleenex, and I can't remember what Kiwanis is doing, but we're both going to have booths to help children in our community fill out their school supply lists. So we got the school supply list, and different groups are supplying different parts of the school supply list so they can go around and get what they need.
No
So,
good.
yeah, we're going to be doing that Saturday. So that'll be fun. But yeah, the other thing I saw today was that Jamie Lee Curtis is going to star as Angela Lansbury in a Murder, She Wrote reboot movie kind of thing.
Okay.
And I find that
Is she gonna star as
fascinating.
Angela Lansbury or
Lansbury.
Jessica Fletcher?
Well, I can't. I mean, in my head, they're the same person. You know?
But is she playing the actress or is she playing the character
Well,
Jessica Fletcher?
I'm sure she's playing Jessica Fletcher, but my question is she going to play like her own version of Jessica Fletcher, or is she going to try to be Angela Lansbury as Jessica Fletcher?
My guess would be the former, knowing Jamie Lee.
Probably. I love Jamie Lee Curtis,
Do too.
and I think she could pull it off. So I'm real excited about that.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah, I was like, that was my favorite show growing up. I love Angela Lansbury. All these
Excellent.
reboots.
Maybe she'll have a cameo.
Angela from heaven?
Did she die?
I think she did. If not, she's 185 years old. She's older than
Well,
Betty
I know that,
White.
but I didn't know. I think I missed that she had died.
I think
Let's
she's
just.
older than Betty White, so I'm pretty sure she left us a while ago.
Let's
I may
look.
be wrong.
We can't leave the
No,
people hanging.
don't leave them hanging.
She died in 2022.
There we go. I thought so.
Yeah. I just listen.
Look, well, that was COVID time, so
Whew.
yeah.
Law.
Yep.
Okay, well, be safe on the road.
I will.
Hope you have wonderful dinner tonight.
We will. We're going to Georgia Sea Grill. If you've ever been to St. Simon's, it's one of our favorite places to go. So,
Well, good.
yeah.
Y'all have fun. I would suggest when you leave Georgia Sea Grill, or before you go, depending on what time you're going, just pull through
We
Frosty's.
did last night.
Oh my God, did you get a milkshake?
I got peach ice cream. It was
Oh
so
God,
good. The
I'm still
cereal
thinking about that.
milkshake.
I had a churro milkshake when I was there in
That I didn't
February,
see
but I'm still thinking about.
that one. They have cereal milk right now, and I thought about that's a very good thought. One last
Yeah.
before I go home and start taking my weight loss shots again.
Yeah. Just get in there.
Yeah, just get in one
Oh,
more.
so I couldn't bring myself to make the drive all the way to Frosty's when I was there.
So
Consider it
good.
was 4th of July week.
Oh God, yeah, no, so good.
Would have taken me 3 hours.
So we got
But
little cups of ice cream last night and went and saw the sunset at Epworth. So tonight when I'm done, I'm probably gonna walk down there to the water.
I think you should.
I think I should too, because it was very stormy last night. There was no sunset to watch.
Well, but
All
all right, friend. Well, enjoy
I will.
travel.
Y'all too. Have a great week, everybody.